Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, No More Diets Eat, Well, Lose Weight, Feel Great, Eat Smart. Live Light by Luiz Vinicius de Santana da Silva appears positioned as a general non-fiction guide in the weight loss and healthy eating category. Based on the available metadata and the absence of detailed external references in the provided search results, the safest description is that the book aims to encourage a move away from rigid dieting toward more sustainable everyday habits. The title signals a focus on eating well rather than restricting heavily, with an intended outcome of weight loss alongside better energy and well-being. In this genre, readers typically expect practical guidance on food choices, portion awareness, and lifestyle routines that make healthy behavior easier to maintain over time. Because substantive summaries, frameworks, or verified reader feedback for this exact title are not available from the supplied sources, any analysis must remain high-level and aligned only with what the title and category clearly indicate. As a result, the discussion below focuses on broad, widely accepted themes consistent with an anti-diet, healthy habits approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moving from short-term dieting to sustainable habits, the central promise implied by the title is that lasting results come from repeatable habits rather than cycles of strict dieting. In practical terms, this theme emphasizes reducing reliance on extreme rules, rapid fixes, or temporary restriction, and instead building a routine a reader can maintain during busy weeks, travel, holidays, or stressful periods. In the weight management genre, an anti-diet stance generally means prioritizing consistency over intensity, choosing patterns that fit one's preferences, schedule, and budget. So healthy eating does not feel like a short project with an endpoint. It also suggests reframing weight loss as a byproduct of better daily decisions rather than the only goal. This approach can help readers avoid the common trap of all-or-nothing thinking, where one lapse leads to quitting altogether. While details of the author's specific plan cannot be verified from the provided sources, the title alone indicates an intention to make healthy living feel lighter and more livable. That message aligns with a habit-based perspective. Small improvements repeated over time can be more effective than frequent restarts. Secondly, eating well without excessive restriction. Eat well in this context points to food quality and satisfaction, not just calorie cutting. Many diet books lead with lists of forbidden foods, but an eat well framing usually encourages readers to build meals around nourishing staples while still allowing flexibility. In mainstream nutrition practice, this can translate into prioritizing minimally processed foods when possible, balancing meals with adequate protein and fiber, and choosing fats and carbohydrates in forms that support fullness. The title also implies that feeling great is part of the objective, which suggests attention to how food choices affect energy, mood, and hunger. Without verified content, it would be inappropriate to claim the book prescribes a specific diet style, but the general anti-diet message typically argues that overly restrictive plans are difficult to sustain and can backfire by increasing cravings and fatigue. A reader drawn to this book may therefore be looking for permission to stop chasing perfect rules and instead focus on better defaults, like more consistent meal timing, more vegetables and whole foods, and fewer highly processed snacks while keeping eating enjoyable enough to continue. Thirdly, weight loss as a practical outcome of smarter choices. The phrase lose weight, paired with eat smart, suggests that the book aims to connect everyday decision-making with gradual weight change. In general, smarter choices are not a single secret tactic, but a collection of behaviors that reduce friction and improve consistency. Examples consistent with this theme include planning simple meals, stocking convenient healthier options, and making portion decisions easier by using repeatable meal templates. The title does not confirm any particular method, so it is best to interpret this as a general strategy of improving the environment and routine around food. In weight loss literature, this approach often emphasizes that the best plan is one that lowers the need for constant willpower. That can mean structuring breakfasts and lunches to be predictable and satisfying, managing snacks intentionally, and avoiding long gaps that lead to overeating later. It can also involve monitoring progress in a flexible way, such as noticing patterns rather than obsessing over daily fluctuations. The underlying idea is practical, consistent. Moderately improved choices can create a reliable calorie deficit over time without making life feel dominated by dieting. Fourthly, lifestyle alignment beyond food. Many books that argue against dieting also broaden the focus to lifestyle factors that influence appetite, recovery, and adherence. The feel great and live light language suggests attention to overall well-being rather than food alone. Even without specific verified chapters, it is reasonable in this category to consider the role of routines like sleep, stress management, and physical activity in supporting healthier eating. Poor sleep and chronic stress, for instance, are widely recognized as factors that can increase cravings and reduce motivation to cook or move. Likewise, movement is often framed as a tool for health and mood, not merely calorie burning, which can support a more sustainable mindset. Alive light positioning also hints at reducing complexity, simpler meals, fewer rigid rules, and routines that are easy to repeat. The key analytical point is that when lifestyle supports the goal, readers are less likely to rely on extreme measures. This topic matters because it addresses why many diets fail, not because people do not know what to do, but because their day-to-day context makes doing it consistently difficult. Lastly, mindset and the end of all or nothing thinking, no more diets can also be interpreted as a mindset shift away from guilt-based eating and perfectionism. In this genre, readers often struggle with a pattern of strict control followed by lapses and discouragement. A mindset-oriented approach typically encourages treating slip-ups as normal and returning to routine quickly, rather than restarting an entirely new plan. Feel Great suggests that emotional experience is part of success, implying the book may value self-compassion and realistic expectations. While it is not possible to confirm the author's exact psychological framework from the provided sources, it is appropriate to discuss the general principle that sustainable change often depends on identity and attitude, seeing oneself as someone who practices healthy habits most of the time, not someone who must be perfect. This shift can reduce decision fatigue and make behavior change more stable. When readers abandon the idea that one imperfect meal ruins progress, they are more likely to keep the next meal balanced and consistent. In that sense, mindset becomes a practical tool, not just motivation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel tired of rigid diet culture and want a simpler, more sustainable approach to eating and weight management. Based on the clear signals in the title, it likely appeals to people who want to lose weight while also improving how they feel day to day, rather than enduring a temporary period of deprivation. The main benefit of a no-diets framing is practical. It encourages consistency, flexibility, and habits that can survive real-life disruptions. Readers may gain a more workable perspective on meal choices, routine building, and the connection between lifestyle and eating behavior. Even if they have struggled with repeated dieting attempts in the past, compared to many weight loss books that focus on strict rules, a plan built around eating well and living light tends to stand out by emphasizing livability and long-term adherence. At the same time, because detailed, independently verified information about this exact title is limited in the provided sources, prospective readers who want a highly specific program, clinical-level nutrition detail, or a heavily researched methodology may wish to preview the book first. For those seeking a gentle reset towards smarter habits, it is positioned as a straightforward entry point. If you would like to support Luiz Vinicius de Santana da Silva, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.